From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Senator Jim Webb has wrapped up a two-day visit to Myanmar by obtaining the release of American John Yethon, meeting detained opposition leader Aung San Suu Kyi. On CNN, spokeswoman Jessica Smith credits Webb's diplomacy.
He really is a strong believer in aggressive diplomacy, and I think we saw the fruits of that effort today.
With more on the Virginia lawmakers' visit, here's NPR's Michael Sullivan in Bangkok.
Senator Webb met with Myanmar's reclusive senior general Tan Shwe in Myanmar's jungle capital Naypyidaw and came away from that meeting with the release of the American John Yethon, who was sentenced Tuesday to 7 years in prison for swimming to the home of detained opposition leader Aung San Suu Kyi and staying there for two nights in May. Suu Kyi received a term of 18 months house arrest. She has spent 14 of the past 20 years in detention. Senator Webb was also able to meet with Suu Kyi for more than an hour today. A statement released by his office says that meeting was an opportunity for Webb to convey his deep respect for the sacrifices she has made on behalf of democracy. The statement also says Senator Webb asked Myanmar's generals to release Suu Kyi. The senator will be bringing John Yethon out of Myanmar to Bangkok on Sunday. Michael Sullivan, NPR News.
President Obama continues his campaign for changes in the nation's health care system today with a town hall meeting in Colorado. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
The two healthcare town hall meetings President Obama's hosted so far this week have been far more civil than the congressional shout fests showcased on cable television. In his weekly address, Mr. Obama urged Americans to lower their voices and listen to one another. He also suggested those who oppose changes in the healthcare system should consider the cost of doing nothing.
If you're worried about rationed care, higher costs, denied coverage, or bureaucrats getting between you and your doctor, then you should know that that's what's happening right now.
Mr. Obama argues that under the current system, costs are soaring, while some 14,000 Americans lose their health insurance every day. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
Fire crews are still working to contain a wildfire in California's Santa Cruz Mountains. The blaze has burned more than 5,000 acres. About 15% of it is contained. An estimated 2,400 residents have been forced to evacuate the area, but Bonnie Doon resident Paul Hostetter, who evacuated his home last year, says this time he's staying put.
Some of my neighbors actively worked on the fire, and I felt bad that... You know, I could possibly have helped them, and instead I was like 75 miles away. This year I decided to try to stick it out.
Wildfires are also burning in the Los Padres National Forest and north of Sacramento. Officials say they are concerned that strong winds today will help fan the flames. From Washington, this is NPR News. Colonial Bank's been shut down in what's described as the biggest U.S. bank failure so far this year. The Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation says Colonial's 346 branches in five states were to reopen today as BB&T. Federal regulators have also closed four smaller banks in Arizona, Nevada, and Pennsylvania. The closures bring to 77 the number of banks shut down in 2009 due to the ongoing financial crisis. The National Transportation Safety Board has issued an update on its investigation into last weekend's fatal collision between a plane and a helicopter near New York City. It says air traffic controllers failed to warn the pilot of the single-engine plane before it collided with a tourist helicopter. NPR's Ben Calhoun reports.
The NTSB's update is essentially a detailed timeline. The plane took off at 11:49 Saturday morning from Teterboro Airport in New Jersey. The tourist helicopter left New York City a few minutes later. Teterboro Air Traffic Control then attempted to pass the plane off to air traffic control in Newark. What then emerges appears to be a series of miscommunications between the two towers and the plane. That resulted in air traffic controllers failing to warn the plane about other aircraft in its path and failing to redirect its course. It also appears both towers failed to notice radar alarms 20 seconds before the crash. The FAA has discovered one of the air traffic controllers was on a personal phone call at the time of the accident. He and his supervisor have been suspended pending disciplinary action. Ben Calhoun, NPR News, New York.
I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News in Washington.